And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right. What is this? This looks good.
Wow, that's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you, with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And my name is Adeline Chung.
We're joined in the studio today by Mark Lee, filmmaker, artist, lecturer.
Director?
Not anymore. Right, okay.
Used to.
Our producer is now fired.
I think he's made up his mind.
Yeah, we were just saying earlier on, doing all of these things and what, you know, like a jack of all trades, where do your loyalties lie almost, you know?
Of course, the rice bowl is always on the production side because we do commercials. And
right.
There's where the income comes in.
This is with Fiery Films.
Yes.
So I was watching one of your short films.
The Dreamer.
The Dreamer, yeah. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about that. It's incredibly dark. I love the story behind it. Tell me about the inception of it and the kind of creative process that went into that.
It's actually part of a depression story about myself.
Really?
Yeah, it's actually a reflection of myself.
Wow.
Because at a stage that I don't even know what is reality and what is real and what is not.
Mm. But the story is not the same, right? What you've experienced. Is it the same?
No, it's okay. Not the same.
I don't think he went out and murdered somebody. You know?
Just checking.
At least I hope not, anyway.
It was made many years ago, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. So there were four pieces, right? And is that what you were saying in the reflections of what happened?
Oh, yeah, it's just more about like my life story.
Mm. Mm-hmm. But why did you decide to go via that route? I mean, telling it that way.
That's the only path that a filmmaker can go to tell his inner side of his story, his darker part of his story. It's film, and it's one of the ways that I could tell my own story is like, even from my artworks as well, is actually a piece of me in like little details, if you can.
Do you see yourself as a dark person though?
No, I'm much better.
You're much better.
Wait,
now.
Back then?
I was not. I was a bit too greyish.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, let's try and move on to happier things then. We've moved on since then.
Okay.
I think we all have, right? I mean, everybody has their dark moments, right? Their dark times and
do
their
you?
Dark period. Yeah, I think everybody does. And depending on what you do or what your career is and how you interact with people, you have your own way of kind of expressing it, right? And that, I assume, is Mark's way of doing it. You perhaps, Adeline, would... I don't
Go
know.
On.
I'm not even
going to
try. I'm not even going to try because I'll get myself in trouble. But when I was looking through some of your portfolio and some of the stuff that you've been asked to do and some of the works that you've worked on, this word viral comes up, you know, commercials and making a viral commercial. Now, when I've spoken to clients before, and we all know about this relationship of creatives and clients and how sometimes they have one opinion, you have another opinion, you know what I mean? And so when somebody comes to you and says, we want to make it viral, and I've often explained to a client that you don't make something with the intention of it becoming viral. You know, the idea is to get it viral at some point.
Yes, yeah, but the content has to be great, right?
Is that a discussion that you've had with people before?
Yeah, of course. Like, to be viral is, of course, like, the client's always mentality is always has to be, my thing has to be out there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He has to reach the most people, to reach the most audience as possible, right?
Yeah.
So, but in my case, I was a bit lucky because clients actually approached me because of my ideas. And it's like, if you don't take it, I'll just hand it this project to other people.
Mm-hmm.
I will just don't involve in a particular client, which I'm not comfortable with. And when they are interfering too much of the creative process.
Mm. It must be nice to be able to do that, you know, to actually say no. Mm. Because there are a lot of people in the creative industry who just don't and can't.
And they have
right?
to just follow
and
clients.
And you just have to say yes.
Mm-hmm.
Even though inside you're dying a little bit each time, right?
Yeah, it's a bit of give and take actually. But you can't be too harsh on everything. But it's like a give and take thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we have to take a short break, but we'll be back after the messages. I want to talk to you about the journey, in fact, and a few of the bits and pieces that you've worked on. Reminder of the giveaway?
Well, we have a giveaway tonight. It's a new giveaway, so we're giving away four flavours of Inside Scoop's handcrafted snow skin mooncakes. Now, if you want to get some mooncakes for, you know, for a mooncake festival, just answer this... oh my God.
Do you want to put your teeth in, Adeline, you know, and
just
start again, maybe?
Just answer this question. Now, what are the four flavours of Inside Scoop's handcrafted snow skin mooncakes? Send your name and your IC number to 016201 9000. Don't forget to tell us what you deserve to win as well.
We'll be right back after these messages. BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Jones.
This is
Mark Lee.
He's very quiet.
He's very quiet. Are you that
Come
shy?
Come in, Mark. We know
shy. I'm warming up.
You're warming up. Yeah, good. Okay. So
I need my beer.
You need a beer. We can sort you that out afterwards.
All right. We have a giveaway tonight. We're giving away Inside Scoop's snow skin mooncakes. Now, all you have to do is just answer this question. Now, what are the four flavors of Inside Scoop's handcrafted snow skin mooncakes? Send your name and your IC number to 016201 9000. Don't forget to tell us what you deserve to win as well.
Okay. So previously we were talking about the dreamer, something that you concocted out of your subconscious and threw yourself out bare. Now, I saw a little bit of The Journey today, which is a film, a documentary film you made.
Yes,
about
it is a documentary series.
Explain to me a bit more about it.
Probably I'll just tell you a little bit more about my background.
Yeah.
So I was in the Kiwi land in New Zealand for quite some years before I made the decision to come back to Malaysia, because for the love of the nation, I must do something for the nation with my skill. Mm. So The Journey is one of the projects that I started when I came back. It's part of the CSR program that my company does. It's actually talking about education in Malaysia, because it's quite laid back in Malaysia, because the first episode that you see is actually documenting on the Orang Asli villages, and they have a lot of problems happening over there.
Yeah,
and the main problem is about, because it is like their lack of education, because they are still into incest relationships, and they have a lot of genetic problems because they don't have the proper education.
Right.
So this is one of the projects that I took in, and yeah, it's basically for the love of the country that I made this, because that is what I can do at the least. But it is still a program that needs people's support monetary aspect. But we did what we can. We stopped at episode 3, but it was a bit too dry, you know.
Why Orang Asli though? What was it about them that, you know, appealed to you about a story that needed to be told?
Because the Aboriginals are actually the people who started to live in a place when the nation is built. Mm. The Aboriginals are there since we are all into the society, right? And the story from the Orang Asli probably is the most genuine and most authentic that we can cover. That is my point.
Right. Yeah. What did you learn from them?
Wow. What did I learn from them? It's not what I learned from them, but it's what I learned throughout the journey of making this documentary. Right. It's like, you get to see people that are not into your daily lives, and you get to feel and you get to treasure your life and people more around you. And yes, basically about love.
Because I mean, and I mean this with no disrespect, and the work that you've done, I think is admirable. But I've looked at other CSR programs, not just in Malaysia, everywhere, and there tends to be this. It's almost a feeling of entitlement of people who live in the cities, and it's almost like, I need to do something, I need to get back and help other people. And they go there with this sense of entitlement. I'm going to help you in this particular way, and you should be living in this particular manner. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, and I think the way in which you've approached it, though, and the kind of way in which you've done it, it's a kind of step back and an observation rather than an intrusion.
Yeah, the direction is actually like this. We are not trying to be heroes. We're not trying to be superheroes.
Right.
We are just trying to help the society at the most that we can with our skills.
Yeah.
That's why every episode is actually documenting on a hero. Like for the first episode, it was actually documenting on the teacher.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That she has been dedicated her life free of charge.
To teach them
for 16 years. Then she has to travel into the village every morning and teach them the most basic communication, which is Bahasa.
Yeah.
And then after that, she has to travel back to her school, her religious school, to do her normal routine teachings. Mm. So I feel very touched of all her dedication throughout this.
It's many, hard many work
years.
As well.
It's for 16 years.
Yeah.
And without anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do you think she does it though?
Because her dad does it as well. That's why it's like a past, like a generation to generation kind of thing that she's carrying what her father did for the community.
Mm. Is she the only one doing it there?
Yes, sadly it is. But there are still a lot of organizations that go in to give donations, but you know, like it's part of the commercial process.
Mm. Yeah, donations is sometimes not enough, you know, unless you really lend a hand to actually be there to help them.
Yeah, I mean, how do, what is the way of kind of encouraging people to know more about the Orang Asli and how they live, and you know, what do you think is the best way of doing stuff, other than making a documentary?
The best way is actually go to the Orang Asli settlements and actually look at their daily lives.
Mm. Has anyone contacted you after watching your journey?
But people contacted me, but doing other commercial stuff rather than documentary stuff.
Okay, so let's move away just a little bit from the filmmaking list. Tell us about the artwork. You've got a gallery as well, right?
Hey, I just started the gallery in a gallery in Shah Alam. Mm. Probably it's a bit too tiring, like facing people, big crews and things like that for production. Then I'm just sort of like taking a short break to do art into art business. It's not a break kind of thing, but I'm still working hard towards this because we have an upcoming art show coming up with a few local artists as well. And yes, I feel much more freedom when I'm talking to my canvas or talking to my paper. So,
so you painted it yourself?
Yeah, I'm a painter myself as well. Yeah.
But why the move? I mean, to art. I mean, when did you find a love for art?
Since college, I was trained under Dr. Jolico. He is a very, very established artist. But then after that, I left Malaysia and went out, and there's no more intake about on art anymore. When I came back, I'm actually suffering a little bit of depression. So the artwork actually helps me to get out of it.
Right.
And of course, I found God as well. Yeah, that's why I'm a much happier person.
You've been a busy man then.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
So how many art have you painted?
Wow. For the art show, I'm just going to exhibit like three of the bigger paintings, which is 3 feet by 5 feet, which is really big paintings.
And what kind of message do you, send out, through your art?
It's actually abstract. It's actually abstract work, but a lot of evaluators came to look at my work and they say, this resembles sex, Because I love drawing circles. Because I love drawing round shaped things. You see, but
So maybe your subconscious is telling you.
He was
something.
Asking me, it's about sex. Yeah, I think so.
So let's just rewind. Do you feel a much happier person now then?
Because very, very, very.
Clearly much. You've had struggles, right?
Yes, definitely. Everyone has struggles. It's how you get a way out of it in a positive way.
Do you think that your life started turning brighter when you moved back to Malaysia, do you think?
Things actually got worse. I came back.
Oh, really?
When I came back, but it is so much better now.
Good. I'm glad to see you. I'm glad to hear that.
Thank you.
You're a smiling person now, you know?
Yeah. I laugh a lot now.
Good, you're having a good day. That's a good start. Right, we're going to take a very short break. We'll be back, of course, with news from page 2. Hopefully we'll get a few more giggles out of that as well. Ladies and gents, if you want to take part in our giveaway this evening, 016-201-9000, that's the number to remember. And if you want to get in touch via Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio or at BFMTTN.
And the question is, what are the 4 flavors of Inside Scoop's handcrafted snowskin moon cakes? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us what it deserves to win as well.
You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right. What is this? This looks good.
Wow. That's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you, with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Jung.
This is
Mark Lee.
Ladies and gents, we're going to be with you all the way through until 9 p.m. this evening. And if you want to take part in our giveaway, we're giving away ice cream mooncakes.
No, I don't want to give away. I want it.
You can't have them, dear. You can't have them. I know you've already sampled it. I sampled one, actually. The durian ones are delicious.
No, the Chumpadat
ones. The only problem with durian, with me, any amount that I eat, even if it's just the tiniest amount, I'm for like 5-10 minutes afterwards.
You know, we just gave out like 2 answers.
Shh. Ladies and gents, if you want to take part in our giveaway, this is the question.
Yeah. What are the 4 flavors of Inside Scoop's handcrafted snowskin mooncakes? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us what it deserve to win as well. Just to remind you, we are giving away 1 box this week, okay? Mm-hmm.
So Mark Lee, filmmaker, director, artist, is going to be with us. Well, he's with us right now. He's taking part in Smarty Pants in just a couple of minutes. But before we do that, of course, we've got news from page 2, and it sounds a bit like this.
Extra! Extra! Beat all the
What's all the shouting?
Right then. We've had this kind of discussion before about, and I don't know why, but for the last couple of weeks, a lot of our stories seem to be revolving or coming out of China.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
It's too many stories.
It just seems to be that these are the stories that are hitting our news feeds right now. But this one that I came across yesterday was about a 16-year-old British girl who's earning a ton of money by helping to name... by helping Chinese people name their babies.
Hey, that story sounds familiar.
I think there's a few people doing it. But the fact is that she earned £48,000 in the last 3 months.
The fact that European people are doing this, maybe you should do it as well.
I'm thinking to myself, I should have done this years ago. I'm slapping myself now. Why didn't I think about this?
Hey, it's never too late.
They had this, when I was there during the Olympics, they had this process of kind of helping to anglicize a whole bunch of the street names, right? Mm. So you had this... I think he was like a 70-year-old British guy who was going around and translating the names of the streets into English so that when tourists came, they could, you know, help find their way around the city. But the problem is, as many of you might understand, the kind of exposure into China from the West is essentially through film or through music,
right?
Because of the way in which the government has kind of blocked a lot of that stuff off. So when many of the mainland Chinese come to naming their children, and when they want to choose a Western name, because they think for them it's advantageous in business when they meet with foreign counterparts, a lot of the names that they pick tend to come from either movies or from products or from games or from stuff like that. So you have poor children named Gandalf and Olympic and
Rainbow,
Rolex and Rainbow,
Tiger.
You feel like, they've found a name, they've heard a word, they know it's English, they think it sounds good, without knowing context. So this young girl has kind of, she went to Beijing on a holiday and experienced this firsthand. And she was kind of like, well, why are you picking such odd names? Mm. And so they explained that what I've just said, you know, this is the exposure that we've had. So what she decided to do was to help them out a little bit by asking them 12 questions on her website that she's created. It's called Special Name. And you fill in a very small online form, kind of 12 traits of your child. You know, he has, he is smart, he is quiet, or he is noisy, or all of these little things that you can kind of tick as to what their behavior is like. And at the end of it, it generates a name that kind of is supposed to reflect many of those traits. So you end up with English names, you know, like Michael and Oliver and
Richard
and
Henry.
Whatever. And for this this process, she charges 60 pence. So what is that? Four ringgit or something like that? So it's not much, you know. But over the last 3 months, she's named more than 200,000 babies.
Wow.
So, right? So that's a lot of money. And so far, as of last year, the top kind of 5 names were, number 1 is Oliver, number 2 is Jack, number 3 is Harry, number 4 is George, number 5 is Jacob. These are very, very English names. Mm. So in the future, we're going to end up with a whole bunch of... This girl has named 200,000 Chinese kids' names. 200,000, right?
Well, you can find names on dictionary. You can find names on websites.
You can, but the thing is, unless you kind of know the context of where these names came from, you know, it's difficult. I mean, Richard has a meaning behind it, you know, and like Oliver has a meaning behind it. So when you're putting a name for, like, you know, what's your name? Mm-hmm. Rolex. I couldn't take somebody seriously when if they introduced themselves to me as Rolex.
Rolex.
You're just not making it any better, are you? Anyway, so I think it's hats off to her. You know, I think she's done great at 16 years old.
She's 16 and she's an entrepreneur now.
I wish I'd have thought about this sooner. Anyway, that's my story for today. What's yours?
Well, my story is about love.
Go
failed
on,
love.
Failed love.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
So, you know, when a guy want to impress, okay, you guys, you know, what was, I mean, in what extent that you would actually declare your love for someone? What would you do?
Normally saying, I love you kind of helps, right?
What about you, Mark?
Just text.
Just text. Truly a man
so
of the modern age.
But this guy, it's also a China story. So this guy, he actually, how he showed his love to the girl, they're not even married, you know. Mm-hmm. He's just, but in the story they put it proposal, but it's just asking the girl to be his girlfriend.
Wait, well, so, what?
Yes, not proposal, not wedding proposal, not marriage proposal. It's just about he wanted to ask the girl to be his girlfriend. He said that he fell in love the first day he met her. Mm-hmm. And then, obviously, you want her to be your girlfriend. So what he did was he prepped 999 pomelos, placed it shaped like a heart shape, okay?
Uh-huh.
And then with a bouquet of flowers in public, tons of people
always
there.
Always in public.
Yeah.
Why do they do
with
that?
A microphone.
What?
Okay, with a microphone, you know, showing his love, you know, telling how much he loves her and all.
This is going to end badly, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
She said no. Oh. She rejected it.
So,
yeah. And within 2 minutes, once she rejected him, in 2 minutes, everyone surrounded them, right? Took the pomelos.
I was just going to say that. You've got 1,000 pomelos on the floor.
Yeah.
They're not going to last very long.
Everyone picked up the pomelo and ran away.
Oh, poor fella.
Yeah.
But why pomelos?
What is he going to do with pomelos?
Yeah,
anyway?
Why pomelos? Did she like pomelos? Is this her favorite fruit?
Apparently she doesn't like, apparently pomelos were not in his favor.
So, why?
They didn't say.
She was durian, man.
Maybe she did. 1,000 durians is very expensive, though, my friend. Let's be fair.
Hey, pomelo isn't cheap as well, you know.
Cheaper than durian, though, I'd expect,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he even sang a love song with 999 pomelos. Poor boy.
Now, okay, let's just...
Okay, let's say he's a college student. Again.
Okay, let's just twist this around and ask you this question, right?
Oh, man.
No, I mean, think about it. If some guy, you know, had put 1,000 pomelos on the floor and started singing at you in public and said, Adeline, I want you to be my girlfriend, what would your response be and why?
Okay, I do not like people telling me how much they love me in public.
Okay.
Likewise, I do not like my boyfriend to propose to me in public as well.
Okay.
I don't like it because just in case
okay,
if I say no. I do not want him to lose face, and I do not want to lose face as well.
Uh-huh. So, you want the privacy of being able to say, stop being an idiot.
Yes. And
right?
You know when they go down one knee,
uh-huh,
and then he will say like, will you marry me? Uh-huh. Would you please don't do that.
Yeah, but what... You
do it, there's nobody around. Yeah, if it's close friends, it's fine.
You think about the courage that he's plucked up to do that, though. And in his head, he thinks, I'm doing this grand gesture, it's in public.
Yeah, he's got... You know?
Yeah, he's got cojones. Yeah. You know, it's taken a lot for him to do that.
And a lot of effort, a lot of time. Oh, and also 999 pomelos, and not just pomelos, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Each and every pomelo has a note on it.
Mm. Where did he get time to do that?
Hey, when it comes to love, love is blind. You would do anything for a guy or a girl. Did you read the news recently about in China as well?
Of course.
Girl proposing to the boyfriend with a Cartier watch, if I'm not mistaken, or Rolex watch.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, a Rolex watch. Yes.
And?
Yeah. And he said yes.
She's bought him a Rolex watch. There's a bit of a difference between a Rolex watch and a pomelo. You know, I might even be inclined to say yes if she brought me a Rolex.
Oh my God, how dare you?
Come on, it's a joke. It's a joke. Anyway, right, we've had a giggle. It's time to move on. We've got this little thing that we like to call Smarty Pants. Mark, I'm going to be testing your brains. It sounds a bit like this.
Smarty Pants.
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 Are you ready, sir?
A little bit.
Okay, right. So 30 questions. Answer as many as you can in the 3 minutes. If you don't know the answer, just say skip and we move right on. Okay?
Don't say skip all there.
Don't say skip all there. Lowest score we had is 1. Highest score is 27. All right, so as long as you fall somewhere in between, you'll be fine. Okay. Here we go. 3 minutes. Start now. In 1997, what was the first mammal to be cloned from an adult cell? Was it a goat or a sheep?
Sheep.
Which energy drink is advertised with the slogan, gives you wings? Is it Red Bull or Monster Energy?
Monster Energy.
It's the other one. In Norse mythology, who is known as the trickster god, Loki or Freya?
Loki.
What is the title of a 1996 film in which George Clooney and Michelle Pfeiffer play single parents Alex and May? Solaris or One Fine Day?
One Fine Day.
A daikon is what type of vegetable? Carrot or radish?
Radish.
What does the Italian phrase ti amo translate into in English? Is it I love you or come back soon?
I love you.
I love you too. How many pairs of ribs does an adult human have? 12 or 14?
14.
It's 12, dude.
Oh my.
In music, an axe is a slang term for which instrument? A guitar or a violin?
Guitar.
What color is Teletubby Po in the children's television series Teletubbies? Purple or red?
Red.
Ursula, Sebastian and Flounder are all characters in which Disney film? The Little Mermaid or Cinderella?
Little Mermaid.
US actor, producer and director Nicholas Coppola is better known by which name? Nicholas Cage or Nicholas Francis?
The second one.
It's the first one. The magazine Marie Claire was
Marie Claire.
Marie Claire.
Marie Claire.
That one was first published in 1937 in which country? France or England?
France.
If it was England, it would be Marie. In France, it's Marie.
We're English.
Anyway, which mobile phone company has the motto connecting people? Nokia or Sony Ericsson?
Nokia.
Which English singer-songwriter released a 2010 album called Lights? Was it Ellie Goulding or Rachel Platten?
The first one.
Correct. To what color is the human eye most sensitive, blue or green?
Green.
Correct. What is the official language of Brazil? Is it Portuguese or Brazilian?
The second one.
It's the first one. What is the title of Alfred Hitchcock's last completed film? Family Plot or Dial M for Murder?
The second one.
It's the first one. How many legs does a dung beetle have? Six or eight?
Eight.
Six. What does Na represent on the periodic table? Sodium or potassium?
Sodium.
Correct. Who played Will Hunting in the 1997 film Good Will Hunting? Tom Hanks or Matt Damon?
Tom Hanks.
It's Matt Damon, dude. Oh, on which side of the road do motorists drive in Japan? Right or left?
Right.
Left. An Aphinia is the young of which creature? An octopus or a jellyfish?
Sorry, can you repeat?
An Aphinia.
Aphinia.
Aphinia is the young of which creature? Octopus or jellyfish?
Jellyfish.
Which English football club is nicknamed the Red Devils? Arsenal or Manchester United?
Manchester United.
I'll give you one final question. The parietal lobe and temporal lobe are parts of which organ of the body? The brain or the heart?
The brain.
Well done. We're out of time. We'll be right back after these messages. Please do not go anywhere. You're listening to That Time of Night on BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is That Time of Night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
This is...
And I'm Mark Lee.
So, Mark, before the break, Smarty Pants.
I think it's warmed up.
How do you feel about that?
Oh, my God. I'm sweating.
People love that segment. Oh, they hate it. You know, it's one of those things, right? It's divisive. We have a bit of fun with it. We can see you're sweating. A little bit uncomfortable. Quick reminder, folks, 016-201-9000. You've got about 3 minutes before we announce the competition answer. The question is this.
What are the four flavors of Inside Scoop's handcrafted snow skin moon cakes? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us what you deserve to win as well.
So what we're going to do, Mark, is we're going to go through some of the questions you got wrong very briefly and then tell you how many you got, right? So we'll torture you until we let you know how much fun you got.
Okay, so the first one, which energy drink is advertised with the slogan gives you wings is Red Bull. How many pairs of ribs does an adult human have is 12. US actor, producer and director Nicholas Coppola is better known by what name is Nicholas Cage. What is the official language of Brazil is Portuguese. And what is the title of Alfred Hitchcock's last completed film is Family Plot.
Family Plot. Mm-hmm. Let's have a drum roll.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mark Lee scored 16 points.
Well done. You don't sound too happy with that. He's just staring at me like...
Is that okay?
I think that was okay. It's not a bad score at all. We've had far worse.
I think he scored better than a doctor, right?
Right, yeah. Right, Mark. Yeah. I know you're working on a secret project. Can you tell us anything about it?
You mean the art project or?
Well, tell us about the art project first. Tell us second. Tell us about the movie project thing that you're working on right now.
I'm currently enrolled into my doctorate. I'm doing my doctorate at the moment, and my doctorate is actually focusing on forestry and environmental.
Okay.
And so my next film project and viral film commercials project will be mainly focusing on these two aspects.
Lovely.
Yep. It's like changing the attribution of society into protecting your environment and protecting your own planet.
Right.
Yep.
So what do you think about this idea of building a park in the middle of, I'm just joking, in the middle of the city? I mean, it just, right, we've got, you know, this whole movement of spending a lot of money building a park, when if you just look outside, there's plenty of trees. We just need to preserve them, right?
Yes.
That's what I would spend money on.
Well, I mean, yeah. Use that money and spend on potholes, dude.
Or that too?
Yeah.
Anyway, and your art project, what's the, you've got your gallery, your show is starting when?
Show is starting on the 26th to 30th. It will be held in EGG Sunway, which is a fine dining restaurant. And thanks to them, like, they're my sponsor, the location sponsor.
Lovely.
Okay, so we have like 11 artists, from very senior artists to new artists. They will be showcasing their works. Mm. There will be probably about around 40 paintings, contemporary art. So the gallery is mainly to support the fine art scene in Malaysia. Mm-hmm. So the main purpose is actually building up the passion of art in Malaysian artists, because Malaysian artists are not very surviving very well as what people think. But
yeah,
it's actually a new business line for them.
In
fine arts, yeah.
Who are the main purchasers? Do they tend to be from overseas?
No, we try to build up local artists first.
No, I mean, the local artists, when they exhibit, the people who might come in to purchase the works, do they tend to be local people who are buying the work?
There are a lot of collectors from local, and there are some collectors from out of Malaysia.
Interesting stuff. Yep. We're keen to hear about that. Right, okay. Facts then.
Okay.
Oh, let's give away the answer to the question first, I suppose.
No, I want you to read the answer.
Oh, you want me to say chempadak, don't you?
Well done.
You see, she
because
thought I was going to trip
because
up.
Because our intern spelled it as chempadak.
No, chempadak. What do you think I am, American? No. Okay, so we asked you what four flavors were available from Inside Scoop's handcrafted snowskin mooncakes. There's durian, there's chempadak, there's chocolate hazelnut, peanut butter and jelly. That's four, right?
Yes, yeah. Enough.
Okay, there you go. If you answered all of those and you send in all your details, you may well be hearing back from us later on this evening. My voice is going. Can you hear that?
Because of the chempadak, I guess.
I'm sounding sexy. Excuse me.
Don't.
Right. Do you have a fact for today?
I have three, but I'm going to just give you one.
Give me the best one.
Okay, so did you know that you can visit the Grand Canyon using Google Street View?
Yes.
Okay, what's yours?
I read that fact this morning also. Now, my fact, I've got two actually. I'm going to pick the second one because I just mentioned the Americans. If we all consumed as much as the average US citizen, we would need 4.8 Earths just to support ourselves.
Mm. Oh.
Right? Fatties. Anyway, that's the end of the show.
Obese.
Mark, thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks for
pleasure
coming
to meet
guys. Thanks, guys, for having me.
Good luck with everything that's coming forward, yeah?
All right, thank you.
You have been listening to That Time of Night, ladies and gentlemen. I have been Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Jones.
This has been
Mark Lee.
We'll see you tomorrow. Of course, it is Spotify Friday.
Yay, yay.
See you soon.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.